Back now with Day to Day. While millions of Americans are paying close attention to the presidential campaign, a small local election is raising passions this month in one New England town. Voters in rural Island Pond, Vermont, will decide whether to replace a constable who's been aiming his radar gun at them for almost 25 years. Charlotte Albright reports from Vermont Public Radio.
Drive into the lakeside village of Island Pond, past snowmobilers gassing up, approach the stop sign with a flashing red light, and you're probably in Ted Miller's video viewfinder. He parks here every day in a high-tech cruiser marked only by the word constable on the rear license plate. His mission, to make sure no one slides through the stop or sneaks past a do not enter sign.
Normally the radar's on. It's on a standby mode. So if, for instance, those vehicles going down the road.
Those drivers happen to be law-abiding, but plenty of others have been nabbed. Last year, Williams wrote over 1,100 traffic tickets and fines topped $100,000, about a tenth of the total revenues for the town of Brighton, which includes Island Pond. The ruddy, balding constable says he doesn't even think about the money. He's running for re-election on a record of public safety.
It's my pride and love for this town that has kept me doing this, because I know that people are targeting me and calling me names and making accusations and allegations that are completely bizarre and untrue. In fact, if everything they said was true, I'd be in jail.
No one's talking about sending him to jail, but local merchants have recruited a 27-year-old landscaper to unseat him. Darren Bucky Tardiff generally campaigns on Saturday mornings in front of the post office, right across the street from Miller's Stakeout.
All the way, buddy.
Thank
All
you.
Grinning and waving a campaign sign promising, quote, sensible law enforcement, Tardiff admits he has no police training but vows to get some and go easier on minor traffic offenders.
I would also walk around town and stuff, ride a bike, and get to know the youngsters a little bit better. That way they know I'm here for them and they can trust me and I can trust them.
Tardiff has solid backing from merchants. They blame Miller's speed trap for scaring away tourists. But one local businessman opening his mail in the post office says this is not a referendum on tourism. David Gerstel says after his own son got a big traffic ticket from Miller, the kid wised up behind the wheel. One of many reasons Gerstel will vote for Miller.
The town doesn't have crime. He's forthright. He comes up to you, tells you what the problem is. And it's been made, I think, more than it should have.
But even Gerstel admits that the outcome of Tuesday's election could depend on how many voters have been pulled over in that notorious intersection. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.